as the beloved great cosmic being, precious hope, speaks her heart to us all. We ask our mighty I Am presence to bless her with such love as has never arisen from the hearts of the people of earth, and in that eternal gratitude that shall ever draw her closer to us until her immortal hope, the gift of her love and her life, becomes the courage and the strength in each of us to do that which the rest of mankind cannot do. Precious ones of Saint Germain's divine family, I greet you in the immortal hope that is always within life. And I want you to feel with all the power of your being the love in my power of life to give you strength and courage and protection to go forward and do what your hearts dictate and produce the manifestations that bring hope to the rest of mankind. We want to enter in this afternoon with you to an explanation of just what hope is from the inner standpoint. To most of mankind, it carries something of an uncertainty. Well, you sort of hope a thing is true, but you're not too certain that it's going to be. Well, we want to remove the uncertainty, because hope, my precious ones, is a form of desire. Therefore, if you desire a thing to be true, then by the love of your mighty I Am presence, it can easily be made true, provided it be constructed. And so, we want to anchor within you our absolute immortal power that hope is the desire that which is constructive be the controlling power in and around you all, and that gives you the anchorage of its flame and its courage until you feel the light, which, as beloved Faith told you last night, is faith, until the manifestation becomes outpictured. You know, the beloved Saint Germain said to you, hope becomes faith, and faith becomes reality. Well, if you desire to feel the light, may I say, the light becomes reality then for you in and around the outer self. And that is what produces manifestation or the fulfillment of your cause. Hope becomes faith, and faith becomes reality. Hope, or the desire to feel the light, is the power that produces the manifestation, because it is the feeling of the light that is the drawing power to enable it to produce manifestation in the physical octave. And unless you desire to feel the light, you never would feel it. Everything, my dear ones, lies within your desire world. And your desire world is your feeling world. You might think, well, mentally I desire something. Oh, no, you don't. Mentally you think something. But your desire is in the emotional body. And that is where hope is. When you say, well, I hope this is true, then you've got a feeling in here that wants it to be true. But when the thought thinks it is true, it sets the pattern. And then the longing or the desire, the hope that it is true, fills that with its energy and substance. And then that becomes reality, a thing manifested in your outer use. And that is why the other two beings who are my co-workers and have been through the centuries have always worked together with me. Faith, hope, and charity are the combined powers of creation within each one's life stream, and they are the great command of the life of all mankind in outer use, which produces manifestation. And therefore, since we govern these great qualities and activities to the people of earth, then we give you the flame of each quality to anchor within and around your own flame the cosmic feeling and power which is now ours, and that makes a reservoir of that flame around your own flame, and then you are fired with the feeling of our power to do these things that produce manifestations and what you call miracles. You have been told that miracles are God's ways, uninterfered with by mankind's discord. Therefore, if you want miracles in the outer world, if you want the manifestations that produce what the world calls miracles, well then, first of all, you must hope that miracles are possible for you. Now let us reinterpret that and say you must desire that miracles are possible for you. And if you desire that, through the immortal love of all creation, your mighty I Am Presence, the I Am Presence in the physical sun, the I Am Presence in the great central sun, the I Am Presence of the Ascended Master's octave, if your desire unites with their love, then the uncertainty that has always been in the feeling of mankind concerning the absolute manifestation of what you desire, that uncertainty is gone then. And when you begin to desire the manifestation of this immortal love from your presence, the Ascended Master's octave, and the physical sun, the great central sun, when you desire it, you shall have it. When you desire to become the feeling of that love, then the next step is its manifestation. The feeling of that love becomes the manifestation of the reality in the outer world. Hope becomes faith. And that means the desire for that great cosmic love of the universe. The desire makes you feel it. The desire to become it, or to see it manifested, reaches up and connects with it until it comes back and charges your feeling world with its own flame. And the moment you feel that flame, you can produce the manifestations that only love can release. Then you have entered in to the great powerhouse of reality. And reality then becomes a thing manifest whenever you desire to feel the love that the law requires you to feel in order to make it a thing in the physical octave or a condition or that which you call manifestation. So we want you to rid yourselves of any uncertainty. When you begin to hope for something, you hope a thing is true, but you're not too certain that it really is. You hope you can have this. You hope you can have that. But did you ever notice in your modern slang expression how often you make a positive statement that stirs the universal like substance into action immediately? And then you follow, I hope, I hope, I hope. Which means you want it to be true and manifested, but you're not certain that it will. Don't let that occur. Try to remember that hope is a feeling of love and desire for the perfection that love can manifest. And I'm speaking of the great immortal cosmic Christ love of your own I Am presence, or that which is in our octave or above it. When you hope that that love, the flame of that cosmic Christ love, will become alive in you, don't doubt it. Simply say, I desire that cosmic Christ love become alive in me and blaze its feeling into everything until perfection expressed becomes the only thing in my world. Then that which began as a desire becomes a thing manifested that is the reality of perfection. When you desire something, you have a feeling. And when that feeling is acknowledged to be and commanded to be the immortal cosmic Christ love of all eternity, then the immortal power in the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun that manifests all creation, that immortal power concentrates at your point in the universe to produce its reality for you. And it is as simple as ABC. You don't think so, that's all. I mean, you don't feel so. You do think it in your intellects, and you want it to be true. But those old feelings, this, that, and the other sinister suggestion from the discord of the outer world is the thing that interrupts your desire for that immortal love to produce its reality for you. And don't you allow any longer any suggestion of the outer world to make you feel that that great cosmic love won't manifest for you the fulfillment of your call whenever your call is constructed. If you desire the reality of that manifestation, then you must know that that desire must call forth this immortal love of the cosmic Christ that contains within it the manifestation of reality. And then you may desire what you will, and so long as you desire it manifested by that immortal love of the cosmic Christ, there is nothing on earth or all mankind put together could ever prevent or delay it. That is how you enter in to the instantaneous manifestation of your calls wherein you abide in the powerhouse of creation, you command reality manifested. I'm made immortal by that immortal love from the great central sun that sustains and expands all manifestation. Dear hearts, don't you see how through your own desire you are connected or can connect with the mightiest power in the universe to produce the mightiest reality and miracles and manifestations that your hearts could ever think of or desire? Through that love, you have the manifesting power of infinite space. And you have but to let your feeling desire its presence here to produce the reality you desire in order to produce the miracles or the things that mankind call miracles. So long as that love or desire in you for that immortal love holds your attention until it lowers its own blessed flame into the physical octave, and out of that comes the perfection of reality. So long as that flame of love, your desire for that cosmic Christ love, ascends to your presence or to us, that flame comes back into the physical octave, and you hold it steady or the picture within it, your manifestation comes forth. And it is only when that is held uninterrupted by the discord of the outer world that you receive instantaneous answers to your calls. Whatever perfection you desire to bring forth into the physical octave by your recognition and call for that immortal love from your I Am presence or our octave, come into the outer world and manifest the reality of the miracles you desire. So long as that is uninterrupted and only that love flame acknowledged and seen and picturized, you will have your miracles. And it is only when that harmony is disturbed that you have the sense of delay or lack of manifestation. Miracles are the perfection of the God presence, uninterfered with by human discord. Therefore, when you desire the miracles, the reality of perfection brought into your physical octave, the desire must go forth and connect with that immortal love, first of all in your presence, then in our octave, and that love flame lowers into outer physical action the picture you hold within the desire until the outer thing becomes physically manifest. The love or your desire from within your life arises to the atonement with your presence and our life. And that love flame, again entering into the physical octave of earth, brings into manifestation the picture that is held within it. And love alone reigns supreme. You cannot have perfect manifestation without that love and the desire in your own feeling world for the perfection of that love to manifest the fulfillment of your calls, brings the reality or the miracles of fulfillment into your outer use quickly. And therefore, the more you can keep out all discord out of your world, the quicker will everything come into the great perfection that you desire within your feeling world, which is the hope that they will manifest for you. Isn't it clear? Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now remember, the desire for that which is constructive arises from within your own heart's flame and goes directly into the great sacred fire of immortal love, which your own blessed I Am presence is. And there, announcing what you desire, or holding within that flame the picture of what you desire, your presence sends the flame to earth, holding the picture within it, and as it passes through the universal light substance, in its great magnetic attraction, condenses that substance into what you call a physical thing. And dear hearts, there isn't one atom difference in the way that manifestation takes place than there is in the condensation of the moisture in the atmosphere into a snowflake. Not one atom difference. When the moisture in the upper air passes into the lower temperature, it condenses into a form. And the directing intelligence that designs that form is the ascended master, one or more, who are governing the outpouring of their love and electronic force through any particular snowstorm. So what you call snowflakes, may I say, are the beauty and the perfection and the love of the Master who is radiating through the snowstorm. Oh, life is so wonderful. And in our great octave of activity, it is as meticulously careful in the infinitely small as it is in the infinitely great. Nothing is too unimportant to the directing intelligence in our octave. Nothing is so small that it is unimportant. Nothing is too much work to compel each particle to manifest beauty and perfection, even though it only comes into existence perhaps for an instant and is dissolved again to the universal. Yet life, in its great purity of cosmic manifestation, is infinitely careful to create only beauty and perfection and balance. That is the directing intelligence of the great immortal love of perfection. So when I say to you, I hope you will remember this picture I am drawing for you, I shall interpret that and say to you, I desire that you will love this perfection and love that immortal flame of perfection enough to lower into your outer use all that your hearts could desire. I am hoping for an open door through which I can reveal to you what some of the desires of the ascended host are for you. We desire many wonderful things, to manifest to you just as soon as the cosmic law says, release them. And who do you think the cosmic law is? It's not just an abstract principle. The cosmic law is the great intelligence which acts through individualized cosmic beings from the physical sun and the great central sun that concentrate this immortal love into the universal light substance to produce the outer manifestation of perfection. So when the cosmic law says manifest the beauty and perfection of the great divine plan's perpetual action everywhere, then we move into outer action, our love, which is our immortal power of molding all things into beauty and perfection by the very innate purity of that flame which rules all. Then hope becomes faith. Desire becomes feeling. The feeling of that flame, the desire within you, is your feeling. As you send that desire into the great cosmic flame of immortal love, you make that flame feel your pattern or the picture within your desire. And as soon as that flame feels it, then the universal light substance coalesces quickly and becomes manifested in the physical world as the fulfillment of your cause. And that is why the mighty Saint Germain said to you, within every call is its answer. Because within your desire is the picture of what you want. And when that picture is sent into the great universal light substance, or the picture arises into the immortal flame of the love of your presence or our octave, then that picture is fulfilled or draws the power of the love, draws the universal light substance into the picture, and then outpictures it or condenses it into that which you know as a physical thing. And precious ones, please don't get the idea that there's anything complicated about the great cosmic laws of creation. They are as simple as 2 and 2 are 4. Mankind have made these things complicated because the sinister force doesn't want mankind to realize that if they enter in to that one great powerhouse of the flame of immortal love, whatever is constructive that enters there, holding the picture within it, is soon brought into outer manifestation to bring joy to all who will do that. The great love of the universe brings only joy, precious ones. How could it bring anything else? There isn't anything in that great cosmic Christ love of your mighty I Am presence or of our octave or the central sun that is not the great joy of existence. There isn't one thing within that is not beautiful. There is not one desire or impulse can register within that cosmic flame of immortal love but that which is constructive, and that when lowered into the outer physical octave, must produce a thing of beauty that brings only joy to you. Do you not think hope is very wonderful? Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated? Now then, if you understand this clearly, and I feel that every one of you here today does understand this unmistakably, then as your desire for perfection goes into that cosmic Christ flame of immortal love, and you begin to see the manifestations take place quickly, there comes a positive certainty within you, a feeling of your own master powers of life to produce quickly that which fulfills your call. Then, because of that more positive feeling of absolute certainty within you that your flame of life can do this thing to produce manifestation, then will you be able, through just the radiation of your own feeling world, to give hope, which is courage and strength, to other life streams to try to understand and reach up and do likewise. And that is the very great power in being an example of the operation and the fulfillment of this law. That is your obligation, as I Am students. And I say your obligation is to your own I Am presence. It is to your beloved Master Saint Germain. It is to your fellow man. It is everywhere to life. You are obligated by the great universal law of life itself to produce perfection by the reality of that mighty love that governs all. The perfection that is within the immortal love of the cosmic Christ, that perfection is reality. And you can either reach up there and see it, and then see the picture lowered, or you can hold it within your heart and then send it there and see it become a physical thing. Then will the outer turn again to the inner, and there receiving the truth and the reality and the power of perfection within that immortal flame of the cosmic Christ, become the master presence in full control over conditions in the outer world. Then you will not connect yourselves with the distress of the physical octave when you desire to bring into outer manifestation that which is to become eternal perfection. So long as the desires of the outer self, while they, when they are constructive, will reach into that great universal cosmic Christ, immortal cosmic Christ love of the mighty I Am presence, and then see that produced out here in physical manifestation, so long as you keep that current going there, you will keep yourselves cut free from the limitations of the physical octave. And it is only because people don't keep the attention there, knowing the picture that is within the desire arises there within the flame. And there the authority of the mighty I Am presence holding command within that immortal activity of the sacred fire is the authority that sends that into the universal light substance, and when it is condensed into a physical thing, comes into your outer use in the physical octave. And that's just the reverse process of what the majority of people do. Those who do not know of that presence, and even many who do, allow the desire or the feeling to reach out and hunt, search somewhere in the physical octave for what seems to be the fulfillment of that picture. And in most cases, may I say, you go on a fishing expedition for trouble. That's all it amounts to. Until a thing is clothed in that immortal flame of the cosmic Christ, it is not insulated enough to come into outer action without bringing with it the conditions of discord which surround nearly all mankind in the physical world. But when your picture, your desire, your hope within your own heart's flame arises to the universal, to the immortal cosmic Christ flame of your own mighty I Am presence, and that goes into the universal light substance, still holding the love of uninterrupted harmony, then that is easily lowered into the physical octave, and that which comes out of the flame of cosmic Christ love in its immortal power, my dear ones, does not have attached to it that which could produce discord. Now, that's the difference between a God manifestation of miracles of perfection and the temporary release or temporary solutions which you seek in the physical octave when problems seem to appear. And that is why so often you reach to the physical octave for the solution of your problem, and you draw with that solution the cause of perhaps a dozen more. And when you solve one, you may have created 12 others. But not so when the desire within your heart's flame reaches into the great immortal cosmic Christ love of your I Am presence. There are no problems there. Therefore, as that picture is clothed in the universal light substance, it comes forth insulated in that flame of love and hands itself to you. Perfect, as the Ascended Masters see it, with no obligations, no distress, no limitation of the physical world. Yet in the physical world, to serve you, to bring you joy, to fulfill the divine plan, and to last as long as you shall decree. You tell me you know the master powers of life, not until you are willing to take every desire within you and lift it into the immortal flame of that cosmic Christ love of your mighty I Am presence and our octave, and let that be the authority and power that brings you the fulfillment of your call and fulfills the divine plan, manifesting the great cosmic laws, ever expanding perfection, and thus making you master over conditions in the physical octave instead of subject to them because of the connections with which things of the outer world draw more and more distress into the individual's world. Life is very wonderful, my dear ones, and life is perfect. Don't let your intellect say, well, my life isn't so perfect. That old resentment, that old rebellion, that old stubborn defiance of every statement of immortal perfection that we make, don't let that thing talk back to you. Silence it. And then cause your desire to arise into the immortal love of the cosmic Christ and its immortal purity, and there, at the command of your presence, the universal light substance gathers around it till it becomes a physical thing, and it hands it back to you to fulfill your requirements in the physical octave, to bring you happiness, to beautify your world, to fulfill the great divine plan. And you are the one to say how long you want it to survive. If you want a temporary manifestation, then you must say so. If you want it immortal, then you must say so. And that love will do for you whatever you desire, so long as it be constructive. Mankind have wandered in the darkness of their own ideas and their experiments with discord so long that they have accepted that it's difficult to go back to God, and it is not. The difficulty comes in making the feeling understand that the outer discord is not authority over that flame. That the immortal authority of your individual life stream is within that glorious I Am presence, whose immortal flame of the cosmic Christ can do these things without discord. Thank you, precious ones. Now for just a moment while you're standing, may you feel the immortal love of my great cosmic authority clothe you in its flame that charges into and around you the positive force of that power which I know and which I am. In outer action produces perfection. Then I can charge you with that positive force of that immortal flame of love of the cosmic Christ. On that positive force in and around you is the courage and the strength and the power and the absolute knowing. Now, when you send forth your call from your heart to the heart of your presence, and it enters into that great immortal flame of cosmic Christ love, the answer is within the call, and the manifestation lowers into the outer octave, and you and your presence have become one. Through that immortal love, and it is my privilege to clothe you in the mantle of my love that charges you with such certainty of that immortal power within you that you feel the mastery of your own life stream and you begin to use it to the great joy of yourselves and all you shall ever contact. Then failure knows you not. Problems dare not appear. And mistakes are no longer possible for you. I clothe you in that positive, immortal love, on the absolute certainty of your own authority of life. When connected with that great flame of immortal love, that it forever produces in outer manifestation everything your heart's command to appear and fulfill the divine plan. May my flame of that positive, absolute certainty of the instantaneous fulfillment of your call clothe you each one in its masterful presence, and make you the immortal victory of its great cosmic Christ love. I am that positive force of hope to the world, and the love that releases that power is immortal perfection. I thank you. Won't you be seated, please? Feel this as you go forth today, and do not allow one thing to ever again let you forget the positive, certain power of that immortal cosmic Christ love, of your own blessed presence, and from our octave that contains within it the reality you desire and can command to appear when you send this forth as I have described today. May your own use of its blazing presence lift you beyond the limitations of this world, and yet let you serve in the outer channels and bring into the distress of mankind's shadows the power of that immortal flame of cosmic Christ love that establishes the reality of the everlasting light, and no shadows can any longer appear, because you have become the immortal flame of that cosmic Christ love that is all authority and all reality of the divine plan's fulfillment everywhere. Thank you so much. Beloved, precious hope, thank you for your love today. Thank you for this illumination. May the fullness of all that immortal love can do for us come into our outer use, be our every breath and every heartbeat, until it's the fullness of its perfection floods our worlds, and we are able to go forth and give that hope and courage and strength and power to others wherever we move, until perfection in the flame of that love reigns everywhere through all. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiation to those under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible, immortal victory of that cosmic Christ love of all perfection, that wherever we move, it produces the miracles and manifestations that are immortal in the fulfillment of the great divine plan, the Ascended Master's way. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever you know will make us the fulfillment of this divine plan in all outer action. And let that cosmic Christ flame of immortal love appear everywhere at our command. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, beloved Hope. Thank you, mighty Victory, and all the great ones who have assisted us this far in the light. And to you, beloved Master Jesus, may we be clothed in your immortal flame of that cosmic Christ love that takes us forward to the fulfillment of the divine plan as our hearts desire it to come forth, perfect as you see it, imperishable and self-luminous, until the victory of the ages stands forth, and every command that has gone forth for the freedom of mankind is fulfilled and outpictured in the physical octave, and once again, the immortal love of God's own heart takes dominion of its own, and the world returns to him, this time to peace that is immortal. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe everybody and everything under this radiation, especially all we hold near and dear. with the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, expand the unfed flame in our hearts to meet the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever power, whatever flame of that immortal cosmic Christ love is necessary, move us forward, blazing within a pillar of its presence, until it has annihilated everything unlike itself and holds its immortal command with full power. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with that one mighty stroke of the world enfolding flame of the immortal love from the great secret love star, and that in its cosmic Christ authority and power moves into outer action in the physical world and compels all unlike itself, annihilated forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation, and expand it in worldwide action to the annihilation of all poverty, all war, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and especially all that is of limitation, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all by that immortal cosmic Christ love that forever owns all. And we accept that even as our heart's call goes forth. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations required, to lower into the physical atmosphere of Earth, into the physical octave everywhere, that great sacred fire of the immortal love of the cosmic Christ, until it burns through all things and nothing of the shadows can ever exist again.